Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys. Hey guys, it's Lady Elise, Elise Inspires Radio. Come on in. Come on in. Yes. Yes, we're talking about it today. We are talking about it today. So, what is our topic? Come on.
EC.
Come on in.
My baby mama.
Hey, brother.
You already know, though. Check
come
it out.
Come on in, guys.
Hey. They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you. I'ma be loving you. Everybody that's up in here, though your breath of soul was clear, I'ma be loving you. I'ma be loving you.
I just wanna show you that it's certain.
Yes.
When my hands up, I call it worse.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh,
and I ain't got a question now, I feel.
Blessings,
yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe her. No, I never ever leave her. I ain't
come
stepping
on,
down off this word.
That get over on us. Yes. Peace and love to you, Michael. Yes. And we are talking about this live tonight. On our Blog Talk Radio, on our Facebook Live. We are going live in Cleveland, live in Michigan on the radio airways. Yes. And all this glory goes to God. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. You guys out there on Facebook Live, hit those comment fields and type amen. If you're thankful that God has woke you up and started you on your way, type it out. Amen. Hey, you guys, shout out to Demetria Bowie. I just want to thank God for her. You guys, get connected to DBP Publishing. You want a book to write. You want to be mentored. You want to know how to get to the next level according to God. Then that's what I need you to do. Get connected to Demetria Bowie. That's DBP Publishing. Yes. So we're just thanking God for today as we hit those radio airwaves. We are live in Michigan, live in Cleveland, live on the Blog Talk Radio. We are live on Facebook Live, and we are thankful to God. So you guys, there's so much to be thankful for. Not for me. This is just Elise Inspires Radio, but the overseer of this all is God. So all my praises go to who? Him. And that's where all your praises should go to. Yes. So we're just thanking God right now. And tonight, I just want to make it fun. It's the holiday season. Yes, it's the holiday season. And we are talking about things that get over on us. Man, as I was writing these things, as I was, you know, consulting back and forth with God, this is real deal. These are things that get over on us, and sometimes we be flipping because we are not where we should be according to God. Blessings, Myra. We are not where we should be according to God. So where is our spiritual discernment with one another, with God, so that we can understand and see what's going on with one another? You guys want to join me in on a live call today and be on the radio and let's talk about things that get over on us? Then hit me up at 516-453-9938. First of all, I just have to give a shout-out to my friend, my sister, you guys, for real, get connected to Demetria Bowie, yes. But I want to just thank God all over this radio airway. Yes, I want to thank God for my grandmother, a.k.a. Mommy Arlene, yes. We just want to thank God for 91 years. Today is her 91st birthday, and I am just so thankful to God for giving her to me as my grandmother. I am so thankful that he gave me her and gave her me. I'm her sweet pea, and I'm thanking God for her. And I just want to give a shout-out thanking my daughter Yolanda for always running back and forth, 45 minutes to an hour back and forth to check on her for me. Yes. So we just thank God. Let's get this stuff cranking because we are talking about it. We're talking about it, and I would love for you guys to join in and Facebook. Right off the bat, what are some things that you know for a fact that has gotten over on you? What are some things that get over on you, some things that come into your life, and why do things get over on us? I hear the Lord saying, because you're not focused. I hear the Lord saying, pay attention. Amen? We got to learn to pay attention to the things according to God. And see, when we pay attention to what the Word of God says, then we are able to have that spirit of discernment where we would be able to see those things, you know, and know those things, you know, when we're getting, we'll feel that, you know, when somebody's not right, you will feel it. You will get the warning, but you got to pay attention. You got to stop trying to be out here on your own thinking that you have arrived, thinking that you can do it. This is why we be in these messed up relationships. This is why we are, you know, having empty bank accounts, failed businesses. This is why we got phony friends. This is how people scam us. This is how we end up voting for the wrong politician. Come on now. I'm just keeping it real because we don't pay attention. We don't pay attention to the wisdom that is unleashed through the Word of God, the wisdom that is given to us through prayer. It's time for us to pay attention. It's time for us to focus. So this is why, let's talk about this stuff. 516-453-9938. If you want to join us tonight, call on in and you can talk live with us. Yes, 516-453-9938. But I really want to tell you guys about the things that get over on us. Yes, these things that get over on us, you know, sometimes you get into a friendship or you think you're in a friendship, and then that person ends up betraying you, ends up telling your deepest secrets. Man, why? Why did that happen? Because we didn't have that discernment. Because sometimes, you know, we can be thirsty to have friends, you guys. Sometimes we are thirsty to have friends. Sometimes we don't even investigate. We don't research. We don't pray. We don't see the signals, you know, feel the signals that our God is showing us. Because we're thirsty. This is how sometimes we get engaged in relationships and date the wrong person, marry the wrong person, and then we got to go through living hell to get up out of it. We got to go through living hell. We got to experience hell. But see, when you give it to God, He will rescue you. He will rescue you. Shout out to my listeners over on Facebook, Rosemary, Nikki, Brenda, Rick, Kenyatta, Demetria, Myron, yes, 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 Vicky, Kimberly, Keila Drew, hey, baby, yes, my baby's having a baby, yes, to God be the glory, Michael, Sharon, Shay, you guys, thank you for coming in with me, yes, so let's talk about these things, yes, let's talk about these things, yes, happy birthday, yes, that happy birthday to my grandmother, yes, thank you, 91 years, woo-hoo! 91 years. So, things that get over on us. Well, let me tell you, we're in the season where they get over on us. Holiday season, they get over on us because here comes the holiday sales. Let me tell you this. Look at the statistics in this world today. And I'm going to talk about America because I'm in America. So the statistics say the things that get over on us is the holiday sales. Why? Because we don't even notice that when we buy an item during this holiday season, we're actually paying the regular price for it. And so we buy it thinking that we're getting a sale when in reality, that is the regular price. So all they do is drop it down to the regular price, tell you you got a percentage already off it, and you fall for it and you purchase it. Yes, this is what goes down. Blessings, Keisha. Yes. So what the statistics say, they say that this year, one of us over here in America, we gonna spend about $700 each on all these unnecessary things that we think are the greatest gifts, that we think are goodies, and then when we add it all up together as one whole body in the United States, we gonna spend about $465 billion, man. And then when I thought about that, when I saw that, I'm like, and we're spending all this stuff, right? And you got people that are hungry. You got people that are homeless. You got people that are clothesless. You got things that you could be doing. You could be building cities and businesses to help the needy. To help the needy. Yes. We're so busy doing all these unnecessary, silly things. But you know what? I know it's your money and that's your business, so I'm not going to bother you on that. But what I'm trying to do is get us correct. Because, see, we got to get a spirit of discernment to know, hey, Camellia, blessings, dear. We got to have that spirit of discernment to know, man, let me hear from the Lord. What would God tell me to do with this $700? Because look at this. We go out and buy all these gifts for people that were not even worth it. We go out and for the children, we buy all these unnecessary toys. Some of these toys they won't even play with. Some of these toys they're going to break probably on Christmas Day. Some of these toys they're going to lose them. Some of these toys they're not even old enough to have, but we out here breaking the bank. Man, we got to get it together. Don't let the things of the holiday sales get over on you. The next thing that I thought about is these banks. Think about these banks. And they, boy, do they know how to get you guys, because all they got to do is send out those little marketing tools and say, hey, deposit here, have a direct deposit, and you will get $300, $500. I even saw one tonight for $700. I'm like, whoa. And see, it's going to take somebody who's a scammer or a schemer to play them and get their money and then leave the bank. But see, we get so caught up in that. You get nothing for free. So you need to make sure that you look at the fine print. You just, you know what? You need to make sure that you have a spirit of discernment so that you will not be taken advantage and what God created for you, a free world, for you to live in harmony, live in peace, live in joy, have more than enough, don't have to worry about nothing. So you got to beware. When you jumping in and you getting with these accounts and you got this high interest, you got these rates, you got these fees, and then you caught up. You caught up. And then another thing that really gets you guys, and you see more of these during the holiday season. You get a credit card for, and I mean, people with 400 scores, they get a credit card. They get a credit card voucher in the mail saying you are pre-approved. You are pre-approved, and you know darn well that your credit is in the low threes, but you are approved, pre-approved, and you call in, and it don't even ask you for all the logistics of applying for credit, and bam, you get that email or that quick 67 approval turnaround, bam, and now you are stuck like Chuck, because once you see it say, bing, $300, you are now approved, bing, $500, you are now approved, bing, $700, you are now approved, and you fall for it, not even looking at what you about to pay for. You get the darn card in the mail, and guess what? The card for $300, you only got $190 to spend. And how does the company make money on you? Easy, because for sure they know they're going to get the difference between the $300 and the $190 back. They already starting you to pay something that you didn't even use. So they penalizing you for your bad credit. Then you get the $500 one, and you got $295. Where is the odd $5 coming from? But you just want a credit card. You want to be able to say, hey, I got me a credit card. Man, I got me a card. I'm in the business now. Then you get those ones that say you got 0% interest. 0% interest. And guess what? A year later, they're getting all their money back from you for what they charge you. All of a sudden, you thought you were paying $25 a month. Next thing you know, you're paying $35 a month. Look out, you're paying $70 a month. They just fluctuate that monthly fee because they're getting their money out of you. They're going to charge you for what you spent. They're going to charge you for this little fee they put on there because all of y'all click it when you're just so happy that you got this credit card. So you're clicking and you're clicking, and you don't even realize that you clicked at the bottom and you're going to pay an extra fee for something that you can get free. Talking about monitor your credit. See, we got to learn to have discernment. We got to learn to have common sense. Read. These are things that get over on us, and it's not like they're scamming us. We are allowing them. We got to call. Kim Liss, call now. Elise Inspires. Yes, call on in, you guys. Call on in. 516. Yes. 516-453-9938. You guys, let's talk about it. Yes, call on in. Yes, call on in. Yes, blessings, Danielle. Yes. So pay attention, you guys, to the interest rates. Pay attention to those advertisements, those little cute cards that come in and say you've been pre-approved. Watch out for that 0% interest, and then it switches out, and now you're paying 29%. You know, you got to pay attention. Let me tell you some other things that get us. I didn't even write this one down, but it just popped in. It popped in because we got these things when we go on trips. You see them all over the social media. You see them all over social media. Get a free trip for $99. Get a free trip for $99. And you get that free trip for $99, and when you get it, make sure you stop when you register that so you can go to that two-hour meeting. So then when you go to that two-hour meeting, we can sell you something. We can offer you something so we can get some of your money. And first they say, yeah, put down $1,400, and you can be a part of this club. And we do those things. We put down stuff. And then when you say, no, I'm just going to stick to it. We going in here, we going to say no, and we are not going to be a part of it. But no.
Oh, ha. Oh, oh. Baby mama, you already know though. Check it out. Hey,
they wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. I'll be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, throw your breath up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life.
Want to show you that it's earth.
Okay.
When my hands up, I call it worse.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh dear.
And I ain't got a question how I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe em. No, I never ever leave em. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well,
they wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life,
for
the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
Well,
I'ma be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, throw your breath up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
I love how my God, he feels the same about me. You can hear me tell it in my testimony. He's alright, you say. He's alright, trust me.
gonna be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you.
All of my life, for the rest of my life,
I'll be loving you.
All of my life, for the rest of my life.
Everybody that's up in here, just throw your breath up so it's clear, yeah, I'm gonna be loving you.
All of my life, for the rest of my life, all of my life, for the rest of my life, I'm gonna be loving you.
Neither the hurt, neither the hate, neither the time, I gotta wait, neither the death will separate, never change my mind, never done the love of God.
Just wanna ask how long I'll be here.